Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. And welcome back to the FF Faceoff. I'm your host, Anthony Servino. Follow me on Twitter at The Real NFL Guru. Follow the show at the FF Faceoff and at FFFaceoff.com. We can be found at all the top social media podcast platforms. Today, we're going to take a look at some dynasty trade targets at the wide receiver position. Guys, you should be targeting to improve your dynasty team. Some of these guys you should be looking at if you're a contender. Some of these you should be looking at if you're rebuilding. Let's get right into it. And we're going to start with Gabriel Davis. Yes, that Gabriel Davis. My Gabriel Davis, whom I flag planted last year, and he came up way short. And this isn't a retrieval project between me and Gabriel Davis. I like Gabriel Davis a lot, but it is what it is. We know who and what Gabriel Davis is. I touted him like he could be the next big thing, a wide receiver 1B in that offense. That didn't work out, but he's still plenty good to play the wide receiver 2 role. And no, he didn't pop, and he didn't have that proverbial monster season, but he did improve. Each and every year he's been in the NFL, we've seen a positive trajectory. Last year, wide receiver 36 in fantasy points per game at 11.4, but a big-time improvement from the previous 2 years where he finished with fewer than 8.6 fantasy points per game in each of those seasons. He's had 7, 6, and 7 touchdowns in his first 3 seasons in the NFL, but last year across the board, 92 targets, career best, 48 receptions, career best, 836 yards, career best, 17.4 yards per reception, career best, and 1,395 air yards, which was by far a career best. When it comes to opportunity, he was on the field a lot, the 9th most snap share percentage at the wide receiver position, the 23rd in terms of routes run, and he also participated in the 16th most snaps. So he's on the field. It's just a matter of corralling those targets because he had some issues with drops. He had the 7th most drops in the NFL last year, but the 12th most deep target. So Josh Allen does look to this guy over the top to make big plays, and a lot of times Gabe cashed in, but a lot of times he also dropped the ball. 6th and A-dot, Gabriel Davis is all over the place. He stretches the field. The question is, can he corral those passes that he was dropping last season? And if he can connect on those passes, we're going to see double-digit touchdowns this year. We're going to see over 1,000 yards receiving, and we could even see over 60-plus catches. Now, right now, Gabriel Davis is a relative deal in your fantasy football leagues. He's valued at 3,458 points at keep trade cut. And if you, what does that equate to? A 2023 second round draft pick, the 2.07. How about a guy like Antonio Gibson or a rookie like Jalen Hyatt or a Tank Bigsby? Those are the comparable players that you could expect to have to give up to acquire Gabe Davis and attach to Josh Allen with no other. They didn't add any big-time receiving weapon. Yeah, Dalton Kincaid, but the wide receiver room is just about the same. Plus, Stephon Diggs a little bit disgruntled. So go buy Gabriel Davis because he's a lottery ticket that could potentially cash in. Let's go to my next wide receiver you should be trading for, and that is my guy, Brandon Cooks. And I'm saying he's my guy because he's on my team, my Dallas Cowboys. And Brandon Cooks last year, the worst season of his NFL career, you'd have to go, or I would say not of his NFL career, but his worst since 2019. Because Brandon Cooks perennially is one of the more reliable fantasy wide receivers. Brandon Cooks, since 2014, which was his rookie campaign, he's finished as a wide receiver 22 or better in every single season but 2019 and last year. 2019 was that weird year. It was with the Rams, and they were kind of throwing it to everybody else but Brandon Cooks. And then last year, the wheels fell off, and the wheels fell off because he played for the Houston Texans, and that whole offense was putrid. Things are going to change because now he's with Dallas and now he's no longer the alpha. Like, Brandon Cooks is no longer the one, which is a good thing because he is 29 and he's going to be 30 this season. But with his skill set and his 99th percentile 40-yard dash score from way many years ago at the Combine, Brandon Cooks is going to line up opposite CD Lamb. He's going to be the number two while CD Lamb garners the big time coverage, the double coverage, the safety over the top, and he's going to have his best quarterback in quite a few years in Dak Prescott, who does like to throw the deep ball. Brandon Cooks is the type of wide receiver that you can buy at a pretty good discount. Of course, people are like, oh, you know, they're going to buy into him like I am, but there's some dynasty managers who might see Brandon Cooks like, you know what, I want to move off of him. I don't think Dak's that good anyway, and they're not going to throw the ball. And Mike McCarthy said that they want to run the hell out of the football, so and they have Michael Gallup, and Michael Gallup is better than what people think, and he's not. I don't think Gallup is very good at all. I think Gallup's going to be fine at three, but some people think Michael Gallup's a number two, and he's not, which is why Brandon Cooks is now in this offense. So Brandon Cooks at keep trade cut, valued at $3,007. You can trade guys like Dalton Schultz straight up for Brandon Cooks. Jacoby Myers, which is laughable. If you have Jacoby Myers, and somebody's who has Brandon Cooks is willing to take him and give up Brandon Cooks, you go do that move right now. Don't even wait till the end of this video. Trade Jacoby Myers now for Brandon Cooks, I promise. Jaden Reed, another one. Everybody loves rookies, but quarterback's Jordan Love. How about a 2025 mid-second round pick? Your dynasty league might not be alive in 2 years, and you could trade away that pick for Brandon Cooks, who's going to help you win now, and Kenny Pickett. Go buy Brandon Cooks right now. Thank me at the end of the year when you're cashing those league checks. Deontay Johnson is my next wide receiver you should be trading for. And Deontay's a good addition for a rebuild team. I think you can also make the case to add Deontay Johnson to a win now team because he's in line for a touchdown or positive touchdown regression. Why? Because Deontay Johnson, if you look back to his first 3 years in the NFL, 5 touchdowns, 7 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns, last year, 0 touchdowns. That's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again because I'm kind of bullish on the Steelers offense with Kenny Pickett. Because Kenny Pickett and the Steelers offense did improve as Kenny Pickett got acclimated to the NFL playing speed and the NFL overall and this offense overall. Now, even in an offense that was shared, you know, Claypool left after a couple of games, but he was still there half the season. And George Pickens, everybody loves George Pickens. Najee Harris, Jalen Warren steal targets and Freiermuth steals targets. Deontay Johnson still had 147 targets, the 6th most targets in the NFL. Normally, when he gets that many targets, he's like a wide receiver 22 in fantasy points per game, like in 2020 or in 2021, where he had a .169. He was a wide receiver 8. So what happened? What happened was the 0 touchdowns. What happened was only 882 yards. What happened was only 86 of those 147 targets were caught. You ask me, those targets are going to be right around the same. But Kenny Pickett's going to put the ball where it needs to be because he's another year in the NFL, and I think he's going to improve in the proverbial quarterback year two and make that proverbial leap. Right now, Deontay Johnson, compared to his age, and his age is 26 and a half, he's a really good deal. At keep trade cut, Deontay Johnson's valued at 47.28. That's guys like DeAndre Swift. And I don't know if I trade Swift for Deontay, especially if I need a running back, but I understand why you would. How about a 23 late first? Like, this is not a strong draft class outside of a couple of guys I really like. Late first, like you're looking at guys like Kendre Miller, which is nice. Like, I like Kendre, but I would certainly give him up for a proven commodity like Deontay. Why wouldn't you make this deal to bring in a guy like Deontay Johnson, who you know can and will produce in this offense? Last year was an anomaly with the zero touchdowns. He still had the 147 targets, and he's getting the same quarterback and the same offense. So why would anything change? You could give up a 2023 1.11, again, that late first. Guy like Christian Kirk. And I like Christian Kirk a lot, and he popped last year, but now you got to deal with the guy named Calvin Ridley, who we'll talk about later. And Zach Charbonnet, who I love. I love Zach Charbonnet. But how effective is he going to be in a Pete Carroll system? We know Pete Carroll likes to use 100 million running backs. And they have Kenneth Walker as that other running back. I would trade any of these assets right now for Deontay Johnson, especially if you're in a rebuild. Because if Kenny Pickett continues to get better, Deontay Johnson's going to be the guy he was in 2020 and 2021. Let's go to my next wide receiver you should be trading for, and this guy's name's Elijah Moore. If you're a rebuilding team, you best go buy Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore was putrid last year, but then again, so was the New York Jets quarterback play. The coaches didn't like him. He was in the doghouse. He wanted out. They got him out. Now he lands with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun played better as he got more in tune with NFL game speed last year. Go look at how he played each and every game he was back, and look how he finished in the past two games in particular. Now he gets a full offseason to practice with all of his new toys. He gets a full offseason to play in an NFL practice field, in an NFL offense, and learn the offense. And the last time Deshaun Watson played full season in the NFL, well, we know what he can do. He's a top five fantasy quarterback. He's one of the best to do it. Elijah Moore, and I like Donovan Peoples-Jones, but Elijah Moore could very well be the number two receiving option for Deshaun Watson. Why? Well, 11 games in 2021. Elijah Moore was a wide receiver, 28 in fantasy points per game with 12.6. Five touchdowns, only 538 yards, 43 of 77 targets. And let's face it, 2021, the Jets quarterback room was not any better, maybe a little bit better than it was last year with Zach Wilson. It was bad. Now you get one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think Elijah Moore is a very, very good weapon. He had 92nd percentile 40-yard dash time back at his pro day 2 years ago. 98th percentile agility, 64th percentile catch radius. Elijah Moore is a very, very good athlete and a very, very good football player. He was the second pick in the 2021 NFL draft out of Ole Miss for a reason. People forget that. Some people are totally done for whatever damn reason on Elijah Moore. And why do we know this? Because if you go to keep trade cut, look at how people are valuing Elijah Moore. 36-41 is his number at keep trade cut. He's 23 years old. All he needs to do is get back to his 2021 level of play, and he's going to exceed his price point massively. You can give up Keenan Allen, and I get it. Why would you? Well, why would you if you're rebuilding? Ding, ding, ding. because you're rebuilding. And Keenan Allen is getting up there in age. And Keenan Allen might not be attached to Justin Herbert past this season. You can give up a second round pick in this year's rookie drafts, 2.05. You can give up Sam Laporta. Khalil Herbert, who's in a really crowded backfield right now in Chicago. And Alvin Kamara, who may never play football in the NFL again, depending on how his legal stuff goes. You could trade any one of those assets for Elijah Moore, who's an ascending talent attached to one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but people forget that, or they don't want to believe it because of what he did off the field. Regardless, go buy Elijah Moore today. We have two more to go, one of which is Calvin Ridley. I love Calvin Ridley. You're on two sides of the Calvin Ridley debate. You're, well, he hasn't played football in a long time and he's getting older. His price is too high. He's never going to be that guy again. And the other side where I am on is Calvin Ridley is attached to an ascending offense, an ascending quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. All the reports are positive. He looks really good. They're talking him up. And oh, by the way, Calvin Ridley, yes, he is 28 years old, but he was also a late first-round pick in 2018, and his best fantasy season in 2020 was a wide receiver 4 in fantasy points per game, putting up elite numbers. I'm on that side, where you can buy an elite number one alpha wide receiver for... I don't know, like in my opinion, like let's see what Ridley's going for. You can buy this elite alpha receiver for Zay Flowers money, or late first round pick money, for George Kittle money, or 2025 mid first round pick money for Calvin Ridley, who, again, if Calvin Ridley plays like he did the last time we saw him on a football field, he's going to be a top 12 wide receiver very, very easily in this offense. Let's look at some of the numbers by Calvin Ridley. Even in 2021, where he only played 5 games, still gave us 14.2 fantasy points per game, but he wasn't really tuned in. Calvin Ridley was still hyper-productive, 12th in target separation, especially. He can get open, and now he's going to get open for Trevor Lawrence. Let's go back to 2020 when Calvin Ridley popped as a wide receiver, 4 in fantasy points per game, 7th most targets, number 1 in air yards, number 1 in deep targets, number 11 in A-dot, number 2 in red zone targets. So he's a deep ball receiver, he's a red zone receiver. He can do everything. 4th most receiving yards, 1,374 yards, 9 total touchdowns. 7th yards per route run. Calvin Ridley is built to do it all. He can do it all. Now he has one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL throwing him the ball. I am all in on Calvin Ridley, and I'm all in on his price point. I'm all in giving up a late first-round pick to go get one of the best wide receivers. I'm going to rebuild. I'm probably not doing this. But if you're a win-now team, you 110% give up your late first round pick because that's where you're picking anyway because you're good. And you're going to go get Calvin Ridley, who's probably going to give you elite production for at least the next 2 seasons. Let's go to my final player you should be trading for, and that's Marquise Brown. And we know the news today. DeAndre Hopkins was finally kicked to the curb by the Cardinals. No, they didn't trade him. They cut him. They cut him without a post-June 1 designation. They're eating almost $23 million in dead cap hit. This is Marquise Brown's offense. And people already on Twitter are saying, why do you like Marquise Brown so much? Who's throwing him the football? I get it. Kyler's not going to play, but there's nobody else in Arizona. So their backup is still going to hyper-target Marquise Brown. Like, Rondale Moore, are you still waiting for him to do something? It's not happening. They don't really have much. We also know that with Kyler Murray, when DeAndre was suspended last year, Hollywood Brown operated a wide receiver 1 level. Remember early in the season, here's his point per game, 14.3 in week 1, 12.8, 28, 20.8, 21.8, 11.8, 10 point, and then he gets hurt, and then DeAndre comes back. But he gave you three top 11 games, and the other games, he was still giving you double-digit PPR points. And now he's in an offense not... We're not going to wait for DeAndre to come back. DeAndre's never coming back, and there's no other good wide receiver on the football field with Hollywood Brown. We don't even know what's going on with Zach Ertz. This defense is one of the worst in the NFL. They're going to have to throw a lot. They're going to throw a lot with and without Kyler. And guess who's going to eat up all those targets? Hollywood Brown. You can go buy Marquise Brown. He's another wide receiver one caliber player, and you can get him for the same price as you could pay for Calvin Ridley. 49.13, Ridley's 49.10. And we know the price. Zay Flowers, late first, George Kittle, mid-2025. These are all assets I would give up if I'm a win-now team. And guess what? If you are a rebuilding team, I'm still going to give this up for Marquise Brown because he's only going to be 26 years old this season. These six players, if you're win now or rebuilding, are going to help you win more fantasy football leagues, whether it's this year or whether it's next year because you're rebuilding. Go trade for them right now. I'm Anthony Servino. Remember, subscribe, hit the notification icon so you can be notified anytime I'm live to answer your questions or drop content like this. Hit the like button, comment, all that fun stuff. Until next time, we'll see you later. We'll be right back.